Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 19th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 50. Thus far, as the Catechism has expounded the Apostles' Creed for us, and particularly our understanding of the person and work of Jesus Christ, we have looked to Jesus as the Son of God, he who came to earth as fully man, yet retaining his complete divinity, he who lived under the law, then suffered at the hands of men and was crucified. He who, though buried, rose again in power, and, as we saw last week, then ascended into heaven that we might receive the promised Holy Spirit. Thus we come to the next portion of the Creed, and in Heidelberg Catechism question 50, we ask, why is it added, and sits at the right hand of God? We answer, because Christ ascended into heaven for this end, that he might there appear as the head of his church, by whom the Father governs all things. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23 gives us the particular understanding of Jesus being at the right hand of the Father. For there, the Apostle Paul, having outlined the vastness of the redemptive plan of God across the ages, then tells of the power of God. Quote, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Thus, in confessing the Creed, we confess that which is explicitly taught in the Scriptures. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. But the question at hand has less to do with the fact that Jesus is now at the right hand of God than with the implications of this truth. Historically, and this is lost on many people today, in fact, most people who live in societies without royalty, historically, the right hand of a king was the side of honor, it was the side of power, it was the side of authority. A king would only sit those he completely trusted at his right hand, and in matters of state, he would often give his authority to his, quote, right-hand man, unquote, as we might say. As the psalmist prophesied in Psalm 110, verse 1, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. This is a supreme place of honor. And thus, as we look to heaven according to the Scriptures, we find Jesus having been given that place, having been given all the authority of God, for he is God, and all the power necessary to effect the will of God for the governance of his kingdom. Jesus, who is at God's right hand, is, as Colossians 1 verse 18 says, the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. As Jesus told his disciples before he ascended, and as he commissioned them to the gospel ministry, in Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is the symbology of Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. He is preeminent in everything. All authority has been given to him. All authority on heaven and on earth. Peter gives us a further vision of these things and a fulfillment of Psalm 110, verse 1, in 1 Peter 3, verse 22, where he speaks of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. As we look to heaven with Peter, and Paul, and David, and Jesus, and all the saints, we find great comfort and strength in the knowledge that our Savior has, indeed, been given all authority over heaven and earth, that he is wisely governing all things according to the will of God, that he is our head, the church, specifically watching out for and caring for us, until that day when we join him in our eternal home, to the glory of God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.